Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is March 10th, 2019. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planets' patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. But before we begin, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report needs your financial support to keep going. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. Over a week ago, on Wednesday, February 27th, the House Oversight Committee held an all-day public hearing where Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's personal lawyer for 10 years, ratted out his former boss, calling Mr. Trump a racist, a con man, and a cheat. Here's the chart for the beginning of his testimony. The ascendant is the action-oriented sign Aries, with its ruler, Mars, the planet of combat, in its own sign in the first house. By all reports, it was a rather contentious hearing, full of theatrics. Note that, in the chart, Jupiter, planet of wisdom and truth, is exactly conjunct the moon, significator of the public's thinking. The conjunction is in Scorpio, sign of investigations, and in the eighth house of secret activities. The eighth house is also the house of scandal and humiliation, and Scorpio is the sign of conspiracy and intrigue. The hearing was all about the public getting to the truth about alleged Trump conspiracies. Meanwhile, the Republicans on the committee did their best to humiliate Mr. Cohen. Hard on the heels of the Oversight Committee's hearing, the Judiciary Committee has jumped in, subpoenaing scores of documents from the Trump administration, from individuals connected to Trump, his business, even his family members. Meanwhile, the Financial Services Committee plans to acquire Trump's tax returns, and the Intelligence Committee is holding closed-door hearings on Russia collusion. It's all shaping up to become the Investigation Festival of 2019. Being the planet of speech and writing, Mercury is the planet of documents. Mercury is the planet of speech, therefore conversations. Mercury, as the planet of business, also represents financial transactions. Mercury retrograde means going back to the past, in this case, revisiting all those documents, conversations, reasons, and transactions. Note that in the USA astrology chart, Jupiter, the planet of truth and belief, is transiting in Scorpio, the sign of secrets and alliances, and this is the 12th house, the house of hidden action, criminal activities, treason, espionage, and so forth. Over the next several weeks, Jupiter will proceed to the end of the sign Scorpio, where it will get stuck on the first degree of Sagittarius due to going retrograde in mid-April. Note that in this position, Jupiter will be exactly opposed to the USA natal Mars. Jupiter's aspect encourages the actions of the planet it aspects. Mars is the planet of combat. Looks like things are going to get pretty heated real soon. A week ago, Saturday, Trump gave an over 2 hours long stand-up harangue at the annual CPAC confab in Washington, D.C. It was the Donald Trump show. The president was totally animated. Even he admitted that he was totally off script. The supportive audience was there for the insult comedy, and they weren't disappointed. plenty of red meat for the haters. All of the usual targets were dispatched, annihilated by Mr. Trump's colorful gutter rhetoric. Less entranced commentators couldn't believe how unhinged the Donald was. He seemed even more disjointed, stream of consciousness, than usual. So, what was going on in his astrology chart? Mars is the planet of energy, as well as the planet of combat, attack, and victory. Mars has been transiting in its own sign, Aries, for the last several weeks, and that puts it in Mr. Trump's ninth house, the house of beliefs, where it pumps up the desire to promote the beliefs, to proselytize. Mercury is the planet of communication, therefore messaging, an important concept in our modern internet world where communications become nearly instantaneous, getting spread all over the world in minutes, even seconds. Last week, Mercury began its three-weeks-long retrograde period. When the planet of communications is backwards in the zodiac, communications get distorted. In other words, the message gets screwed up, which can have all sorts of repercussions. Last week, the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives was consumed by controversy and debate about anti-Semitism in the United States. The argument raged on for days until it was finally resolved by the House passing an anti-hate resolution. All of this got started the week before, sparked by a tweet and then further statements from a newbie in Congress, Representative Ilhan Omar, a Somali-American who is Muslim, who expressed her concerns about the U.S.-Israeli lobby having too much influence on U.S. foreign policy. She used some anti-Semitic terms, tropes, that triggered a whole lot of people. Mercury is the planet of the intellect, the planet of words and speech, and when it is retrograde, we may use words in a careless manner. Outraged Jewish politicians swiftly transformed Representative Omar's statements, reinterpreting her criticism of Israel into criticism of Jews, igniting a firestorm in the media and on Capitol Hill, which took over the news cycle for several days. Note that in the USA astrology chart, Mercury retrograde is in the fourth house, the house of a country's chart that stands for opposition to the leader, in other words, the Democrats at this time in history. The squabble played out mostly as Democrat on Democrat, splitting the party into thoughtful responders versus hysterical responders. Mr. Trump, of course, couldn't hold himself back from making one of his sweeping illogical comments. Mercury retrograde periods are famous for such things. The congressional resolution stated that all public officials need to confront the reality of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, racism, and other forms of bigotry to ensure that the United States will live up to the transcendent principles of tolerance and religious freedom. Note that Saturn, the planet of realities, has been transiting in the USA first house, the identity of the nation. Here Saturn has been beneficial for getting Congress to take a deep breath and try to address a real problem in the country, even if it is just lip service. But we are not out of the woods yet. This week, Mercury will retrograde into Aquarius, the third house of the USA chart, where it will more broadly affect the everyday workings of the nation, and especially have effects on the media, another third house signification. Okay, that's all the time I have for this week's episode. By the way, have you noticed there are no ads on this channel? That's because some viewers have been helping out by donating. A big thank you to all of those who are helping to keep the Astrology News Report going and ad-free. You too can become a supporter. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.